Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. We are here again in the presence of the Lord to give you the glory and give you the praise. Amen.
Amen.
In the congregation of the righteous and in the assembly of the saints, the psalmist said, I will publish the name of the Lord. And even among the heathen, I will proclaim the mighty works of our God. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. Father, we thank you, Lord. The Lord is a man of war. Amen. Amen, folks. Oh my, he's a man of war. Thank you, Jesus. We bless your name. And everybody says,
amen.
Amen. Put your hands together for the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, I'm going to start here, and I'll tell you the title of my message in a minute. But I want to first of all read from the book of Isaiah, chapter 28. I'm going to start there, and I'm going to, to read. And then I will tell you what I'll be preaching about this morning. I'm going to read from verse 16 of Isaiah 28. Therefore, thus saith the Lord God, behold, I lay in Zion for a foundation, a stone, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation. He that believeth shall not make haste, and you shall not be put to shame. Amen. Behold, I lay in Zion for a foundation, a stone. Behold, I lay in Zion for a foundation, a stone, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation. A sure foundation, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone, he that believeth shall not make haste. Hallelujah. If you believe, say amen.
Amen.
Praise ye the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
This morning, make it God's fight. Amen.
Amen.
Let's make it God's fight. Amen. Make it, that's the title of my message. Make it God's fight. Hallelujah. You may not understand that, but you will when we finish, when we're through here. So let me start here, the book of Isaiah, chapter 37. And I'm going to tell you, paraphrase this story, and I am sure that some of you might know this story, but I'm going to paraphrase the story for you in verse 10. Thus shall ye speak to Hezekiah, king of Judah, saying, let not thy God, he told him, in whom thou trusted, deceive thee, saying, Jerusalem shall not be given into the hand of the king of Assyria. Behold, he said, thou hast heard what the kings of Assyria have done to all the lands by destroying them utterly. And shall thou be delivered? Have any of the gods of the nations deliver them which my fathers have destroyed, as Gozan and Haran, and Rephzeph and the children of Eden, which were in Tel Azar? He said, have any of their gods been able to deliver them from our hands? Where is the king, he said, of Hamath, or the king of Arphad, and even the king of the city of Sepharvaim, Hena and Abiah? And so he wrote this letter and said, look, you better put yourselves into bondage willingly to serve us. You make a league with us. Make a league with me and put yourself under my rulership and become my subjects, my slaves, basically, and I will spare your lives. But if you don't, I'm going to destroy your cities and make it a dunghill. And you just look at what we've done to all the nations round about. And did any of the gods of those nations, did any of the gods, did they save those people out of our hands? Were they able to do it at all? And then, in fact, did they also speak to the children of Israel? The messengers spoke to them and said, look, don't even let Hezekiah, your king, don't let him, deceive you, saying the Lord's going to save you and so forth, because he can't do it. So they sent this letter you know, they sent this letter, Sennacherib sent this letter to Hezekiah. And let's listen to what Hezekiah did in verse 14. And Hezekiah received the letter from the hand of the messengers and read it. And Hezekiah went up into the house of the Lord and spread it before the Lord. So Hezekiah, he took this letter of reproach. And he went to the house of the Lord and he spread it before the Lord. And Hezekiah prayed unto God in verse 15 and said, O Lord God of hosts. Now, when you tell the Lord that he's the Lord of hosts, now that means he's a man of war. Amen. That's right. You know, when you want the Lord to fight your battle, you come to him and you say, Lord, you are the God of hosts. Jesus, one time he said, don't you think that, you know, my Father, I can presently pray and he'll send 12 legions from his hosts right now? You know, the Lord of hosts, he told him, the God of Israel that dwelleth between the cherubims, thou art the God, even thou alone, of all the kingdoms of the earth, thou hast made heaven and earth. Can you say amen to that?
Amen.
Do you agree with Hezekiah's testimony here? That's right. He testified that the Lord is the one that dwells between the cherubims. And he testified that thou art the God, the very God alone, that has made the heavens and the earth. Now incline thine ear, he said, O Lord, and open your eyes and see how the words of this Sennacherib that he has sent to reproach the living God. Now, see, now watch this. Watch this technique that Hezekiah is going to use now to make this thing God's fight. You know, he knew that he didn't stand a chance before the armies of these great people and so forth. But he said, look, so he turned to the Lord and said, of a truth, O Lord, verse 18, the kings of Assyria have laid waste all those nations and their countries, and they have cast their gods, you know, into the fire and so forth. Sure they did, because they were no gods. Amen. That's right. He said, but they were the work of men's hands, wood and stone and so forth like that. Therefore, they have destroyed them. But now, therefore, O Lord, our God, save us from his hand. Why? That thou, you know, that all the kingdoms of the earth may know that thou art the Lord, even thou alone. So he began to provoke the Lord to be jealous for his own name. He began to provoke the Lord to make it God's fight. You know, it wasn't just about, look, these people are going to destroy us. They are going to ravage our wives and take our children away captive and so forth. And we're going to be homeless. We're going to be jobless. And our nation and our land will be burnt with fire. The walls will be burnt. The cities will be broken down and so forth. It wasn't all about that. Well, all of that would happen, but he didn't say all that. He said, Lord, let it be known that thou art the God, the very God, that all the nations of the earth may know that you are God alone. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now that's how to make it God's fight. Now, and he said, you know, he began to tell the Lord and so forth. Then the Lord, he spoke to the prophet Isaiah. And he said, well, you know, you go and tell Hezekiah this thing. Verse 21. Then Isaiah, the son of Amos, you know, came was sent a message to Hezekiah in the, you know, in the voice of the Lord, you know, on behalf of the Lord. And he said, thus saith the Lord God of Israel, whereas thou hast prayed to me against Sennacherib, king of Assyria, this is the word which the Lord has spoken concerning him. The virgin, the daughter of Zion, hath despised thee and laughed thee to scorn. And the daughter of Jerusalem has shaken her head at thee. Whom hast thou reproached and blasphemed, you know, by the Lord? And whom hast thou lifted, you know, your hand, but against the Lord and so forth? So he told him, you know, and the Lord, you know, gave this prophecy against him and so forth. You know, and then he went, you know, and told, you know, they sent a message to Hezekiah. I said, this is what the Lord's going to do. Don't worry about it. You know, I'm not even going to let him do anything against you, you know, and so forth. And the Lord, you know, the Lord took upon him this fight. Listen to what the Lord said. The Lord said, for I will defend this city, as in verse 35, I will defend the city to save it for my own sake. See, now, the Lord has taken the fight over now. This is no more about Hezekiah's wife or children or so forth like that. It's gone beyond that now. The Lord has stepped into the battle. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So it's not about their city being burned down now just because of being burned down, you know, whatever, you know. No, it is now the Lord is going to show himself and make a name for himself once again. And the Lord said, I will defend this city for my own sake. That's right. And for my servant David's sake. Now, listen to this in verse 36. When you make something God's fight, you know, don't worry about it. Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. You know, some people are always trying to take the fight into their, don't worry about it. Listen to what the angel of the Lord can do in verse 36. And the angel of the Lord, he went forth and smote in the camp of the Assyrians 185,000 in one night. 185,000. And Hezekiah didn't even have to lift a finger. The angel of the Lord, he went against their enemies and smote 185,000. And when they arose in the morning, behold, they were all dead corpses. Because that's how the Lord moves. Amen. When you go up against the Most High, you'll be broken without a finger, said the Lord. Amen. The Bible says, well, you know, at the end of the age too, there is a king of fierce countenance. You know, he'll do all kinds of things, and one day he'll go up against the Most High, but he will be broken without hands, saith the Lord. That's right. God is the Lord, and there is nobody that can stand before him. Amen. You know, so when you have a fight, you need to make it God's fight. And if you know how to do it, if you know how to turn it around, and make God to be jealous for his name, and make it to become about God's glory, then you got the victory, saith the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
You know, so next time, instead of saying, well, you know, and so forth, you know, maybe it's a sickness, maybe it's whatever, maybe you're out of a job, maybe whatever it is, you know, you turn it around and make it God's fight. You say, Lord God, you are the very God. You are Jehovah Jireh that provides for the needs of your people. And I am, you know, called by your name. And the people are looking at me, you know, that his God cannot provide for him. Now, Lord, let it be known. Let all the people know that you are the God that supplied all my needs. Praise the Lord. And, you know, when you begin to pray like that, the next thing, you know, here's actually what God does. You know, let me tell it to you young kids, you know, this way. I can put it to you this way. When you begin to talk to God, when you begin to let God fight your battles, when you begin to turn over to him, the Bible says that God will flex his arms. That's right. He will flex his arms. It's like, that's right. The holy arm of the Lord have brought in him the victory. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Because he'll say, you know, who is a God, you know, like unto me? Unto whom will you liken me, saith the Lord? Who is God but the Lord? You know, and he'll say, I am God alone and there is none else. My arm, my holy arm has gotten the victory. Hallelujah. When you begin to make it God's fight. One time, you know, in the book of 1 Samuel chapter 17, David, he went up against Goliath. Now, many people know this story. But there is a secret in that story. Because when David got there, before he got there, everybody said that this man, this Philistine, he is blaspheming or he is defying. No, they said he is defying the armies of Israel. Well, when David got there, he said, this man is defying the armies of the living God. You know, he took the fight to a spiritual level. Hallelujah. He said, look, this man is blaspheming the Lord. And you guys are just sitting down. You know, he said, it's not just the armies of Israel here. It is the armies of a living God that this man is blaspheming. And he said, who is this? Where did he come from? Who is this uncircumcised Philistine? You know, that's doing all this and provoking and, you know, provoking the name of the Lord like this. And he said, the Lord that delivered the bear into my hands and the lion into my hands, the same God, he will deliver this uncircumcised Philistine into my hand this day. Praise ye the name of the Lord. And the king said, you are just a kid. You're not even trained to fight. You know, you can't go up against this man. And he said, watch this now. It's not me, but it's the Lord. Hallelujah. So he went out from the presence of the Lord. He said, you know, give me a little bit of time. So he went back to the brook. That's right. You know, that's the place where, you know, the secret place, you know, where he met with God. And so he went back to the brook and he chose 5 stones. And he said, Lord, the Lord is my shepherd. Hallelujah. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil because I'm coming out on the other side. I'll be victorious in the name of the Lord against this Goliath and this whatever this name. Hallelujah. He went back to the place where he knew his God. Amen. Amen, folks. And he talked to the Lord and the Lord talked to him too. And the Lord said, go on. I will surely give him into your hands. You say, how do I know that? Because the Lord said so. You know, so he told him and he went there and he took care of business. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You know, there are many stories like that in the Bible. And we've preached from time to time about things like this. But there are 2 more stories that I want to tell you today. Praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Now, this story here is in the book of 2 Chronicles, chapter 20. And you've heard this story before about Jehoshaphat. Now, this thing runs in the family. There's David, you know, Hezekiah, Jehoshaphat, Asa, all of them, you know, they trusted the Lord. They always said, our eyes are upon you, and so forth like that, you know. But let's read this story here in 2 Chronicles, chapter 20. And, of course, the armies that they were facing in this particular case, that Jehoshaphat was facing, were many, 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 many times more than they themselves. You know, the children of Ammon, the children of Moab, and the children of Mount Seir, you know, 3 nations that are gathered together, you know, this time against Judah, you know, and so forth. So Jehoshaphat, he didn't know what to do, but the Lord said, don't worry about it. You know, listen to what the Lord said. In verse 17 of 2 Chronicles chapter 20. Ye shall not need to fight in this battle. Set yourselves, stand ye still, and see the salvation of the Lord. Amen. You know, when God takes over your fight, you won't even need to do anything. He'll just take over. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And so as soon as Jehoshaphat, he heard that, he bowed his head and he worshipped. He said, he praised the Lord. He said, the Lord's going to fight my battle. And he began to say, look, according to the commandment of my great grandfather, David, he began to appoint Levites and singers and so forth like that, that knew how to praise the name of the Lord. He said, the Lord is going to fight our battle. So let's praise the name of the Lord. He didn't wait until the battle was over before he began to praise the Lord. He actually began to praise the Lord and the glory of the Lord and the beauty of holiness even before the battle. Amen? Amen, amen, folks? Now, that's how you win. That's how you win the victory. Listen to this. You know, they rose up early in the morning, chapter 20 and 20 of 2 Chronicles. And they went forth and so forth. And Jehoshaphat said unto them, O Judah, you know, believe in the Lord your God. And so shall ye be established. Believe also the prophets that have spoken to us in the name of the Lord, and that's how you're going to prosper. And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed singers unto the Lord, that should praise the beauty of holiness. Hallelujah. And as you go, when they go, they should say, praise the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever. You know, now that's how you bless the Lord, folks. You know, amen. You can't bless the Lord with money or offering and all that stuff. No. How you bless the Lord is by saying, praise the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever. That's how you bless the Lord. And when you begin to praise the Lord, listen to this, verse 22. And when they began to sing and to praise, hallelujah, praise the Lord. When they began to do that, you know, and the Lord just reminded me to read verse 21. Let me read verse 21. And when he had consulted, I didn't finish reading. When he had consulted with the people and so forth like that, and they began to say, praise the Lord. You know, before that, he said, and that they should praise the beauty of holiness as they went out before the army. So he put people that were not skilled in battle, but they were skilled in praising the Lord. He put those people in the front. Hallelujah. Normally, you put the captain, you know, in the front. Captain that is killed in battle. They usually lead people out. Now, Jehoshaphat said, not this time. This time, it is the battle of the Lord. Amen. The battle is the Lord's. You know, and he said, look, you know, let the singers go first. Let them praise the beauty of holiness. Let them begin to shout the victory. Let them begin to say the Lord is good and his mercy. Now, that may seem like foolishness to their enemies, may have seemed, you know, but the Bible says the Lord, he taketh the wise in their own conceits. And he takes the feeble and the foolish things of the earth, like praising the Lord. You know, those are the things that God uses to confound your enemies. You know, so instead of you, you know, getting all riled up when somebody gets in your face, why don't you begin to praise the Lord? Hallelujah! Begin to praise the name of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And if you can really know how to praise the Lord, there is no battle. You know, every battle that confronts you, you will win, say the Lord. Every single time. Not just once. Not that you will win one battle and lose three, win one and lose four. No, you will win every single time if you know how to praise the Lord in confidence. Hallelujah. And to praise the beauty of holiness. And to say the Lord is good and his mercy. You know, and don't just change the focus. Change the focus from yourself to the Lord. Hallelujah. They didn't worry. They didn't sing, you know, they didn't sing their traditional battle songs. Folks, they did not sing their traditional battle songs on this day. Oh my, you know, all that stuff they do, you know, where they go to battle. Woo, 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 woo. They didn't do all of that. Today is just like, praise ye the Lord. Praise God in the heavens. Praise him in his sanctuary. Because he is good and his mercy endureth forever. And that's all. And they began to praise the Lord. You know, I tell you something, folks. And you got to walk that praise. You know, maybe sometime, you know, when you start saying praise the Lord, you know, maybe you are not quite into it, but you continue saying it. Amen. Just continue saying praise the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. I guarantee you, folks, if you can stand up in the name of the Lord, lift up your hands and say praise the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever, and you can shout that praise for 30 minutes, there will be no sickness in your body. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. You know, because, you know, the Bible says as you begin to praise the Lord like that, the Spirit of God begins to come. You know, he inhabits the praises of his people. And when he does that, you know, the Spirit of God and those sickness, they can't stay together. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. Make it God's factor. You know, turn it over to the Lord and let God do his thing. Now, when they began to sing and to praise, verse 22, the Lord set ambushments against their enemies. The children of Ammon, the children of Moab, and the children of Mount Seir. So look at it this way. All the children of Ammon began to see the children of Moab as though they were the children of Judah. So they began to fight with those ones. Moab saw Mount Seir's people as though they were children of Judah. They began to fight with those ones. All those people were fighting against each other because they thought they were fighting Judah. Amen. That's right. And they destroyed one another. And Judah didn't even have to do nothing. You know, they were just there. My goodness. They destroyed one another. You know, the Bible says, for the children of Ammon and Moab stood up against the inhabitants of Mount Seir and slew them. And when they made an end of there, then those ones destroyed one another as well. So when A was fighting with B, after they killed B, A and B gathered together to fight with C, they destroyed C. Then A and B turned against each other. And they destroyed each other. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Oh, yeah. Meanwhile, number D, which is Israel, is just praising the name of the Lord. And their enemies are destroying each other. Yeah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Oh, yeah. Blessed be the name. Yeah, you give the Lord a hand clap. Thank you, Jesus. Give the Lord a hand clap for that. Praise the Lord. That's right. When the Lord takes over your fight. When you know how to make it God's fight, when the Lord takes over, you will not even need to fight. In the book of Exodus chapter 14, Moses said, you know, the Egyptians that you see today, you will see them no more. This battle is not yours, but it is the Lord's. Every time in every one of these scriptures, where we see that people said, look, the battle is not yours, but it is the Lord's. The Lord always did great things. But anytime you try to make it your battle, anytime you want to make it your own fight, well, God will say, fine. You know, you go ahead, do what you can, you know, and so forth. You know, and so the Lord will just be looking.
you know.
But when you are done, when you have exhausted yourself and so forth, you know, then the Lord said, look, I will have them in derision. You know, I will laugh them to scorn. Because they sought not the law, their God. They sanctified me not in their hearts, you know, to exalt my name among the heathen. But they tried to do it by their own hands. Therefore, my salvation, you know, returned unto me, and my right hand brought back my glory that I could have given to them, said the Lord. He didn't do it, you know, because they didn't, you know, seek to the Lord their God. Listen to this in Exodus chapter 14. Every time that the people made it God's fight. And every time that they said, look, the Lord's going to fight for you, you know, then the Lord actually did fight for them. Verse 13 of Exodus 14. And Moses said, fear not, but stand ye still and see the salvation of the Lord. That stand still. Don't worry about it. You know, don't worry about it. The Lord's going to fight for you. Look and wait and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show you today. For those Egyptians that you are looking at, you will see them again no more after today. And the Lord shall fight for you, and ye shall hold your peace. Folks, you know, the Lord doesn't need any help fighting a battle. When you try to fight the Lord, I mean, fight alongside with God and so forth, you're going to just screw things up for yourself. Turn it over to the Lord and let God fight the battle for you. Amen. And when the Lord, he fought the battle, do you know what he did? You know, my goodness, he put a, you know, hardened the heart of Pharaoh, and he hardened his heart and so forth. And he made sure that they were all destroyed. They you know, he put a pillar of fire between the enemies of Israel and Israel until Israel was clean passed over, you know, the dry land. He made the waters of the Red Sea a heap on either side, and they passed through. And when they were passed through, then he removed the pillar of fire, you know, which the chariots could not go through. Then he removed it and suckered Pharaoh in. Yes, he suckered him in. That's right. So Pharaoh went in, saying to pursue after them, and the Lord waited until they were right in the middle of the Red Sea. And then he brought the waters down upon them and drowned them all. And Israel was clean escaped. Can you say praise the Lord? Because he said the battle is the Lord's and the battle is not your own. Last but not the least, I want to tell you this story. I have told this story before. I preached it before. You can listen to it on the website called Table in the Presence of Your Enemies. But this is a story in the life of Esther. You may have heard the story and so forth, you know. And when Esther was chosen to replace Queen Vashti and so forth, at one point in time, there was a man in the palace that was called Haman. And, you know, he got a lot of glory and honor and so forth. He was like chief of staff and everything else. You know, and everybody was always honoring him and so forth, except Mordecai, who was Esther's uncle. And Mordecai wouldn't bow down to him and so forth. So he got furious. And he, you know, every time, you know, he saw this Mordecai sitting by the gate, you know, he didn't, you know, Mordecai wouldn't do him any obeisance at all. So he got furious and he began to scheme all kinds of evil against Mordecai. You know, he went home and told his friend, said, look, all this glory that I have is nothing as long as this Mordecai does not respect me. And they said, well, aren't you the right hand man of the king and so forth? And his wife got in under his skin as well. And everybody got in under his skin and said, look, what are you talking about? You know, don't even worry about this Mordecai. He's nothing. Finish him off and finish off all his, you know, not only Mordecai, all his people, all the Jews, kill them all. You know, you got the power. So he went about doing that and so forth. You know, it's a long story. I'm just cutting it short. But he went about destroying all, you know, he got letters, he got things, he got plans. He made gallows in his house to destroy the, you know, Mordecai, and the, you know, got letters to hang, you know, for the, you know, the people to kill the Jews and everything. He got all prepared for that. And then one day, you know, the Lord, he was looking at all of this, and he said, the Lord said, well, you know, go down there and turn the tables. Amen. Amen, folks. The Lord said to one of the angels, why don't you go down there and turn the tables around? Amen. Praise the Lord. So it happened, as the story went, Mordecai had saved the king a couple of times in the past. When people plotted against him and he certified the king, he said, look, these people are plotting against you and so forth. Don't go over here. They laid ambush for you. Go over here and so forth. So he had done that, and it was written in their books that he did that. He had saved the king a couple of times, but nothing was done for him. So one night, the king couldn't sleep, and he said, go bring me the books and stuff like that. So they brought him the books and began to read. And he found, and the angel of the Lord made him read that place. Read that place where Mordecai had done these things for the king and nothing has been done for him. The Lord, he knows how to do these things. Praise ye the name of the Lord. So the angel of the Lord, he made him read that, and he said, my goodness, who is this Mordecai that saved the king a couple of times? Has anything at all been done for this king? He said, for this man? He said, no, nothing has been done. He said, all right. Well, so meanwhile, Esther that had been praying for the salvation of the people and so forth, she said, let the king come to this banquet of wine and let him come to this banquet of feast and let him bring Haman as well and so forth. So Haman said, even I am the only one that Esther the queen is inviting. So, it must be a great thing that the king wants to do for me here. So he goes in, to the dinner. Meanwhile, the Lord was guiding, Esther one by one, the angel of the Lord just guiding her, And then, so as the Haman was coming in, the king said, what are we going to do to the man whom the king desires to honor? So Haman, he looked within himself and said, my goodness, I'm the only one invited of the whole kingdom to the banquet by the king and the queen. Who else can it be that the king wants to honor? So he thought within himself. Said, well, king, for the man that you wanted to honor, because he thought it was himself. Are you still with me, folks?
Yeah.
For the man that you wanted to honor, here is what you are going to do. here's what you're going to do. Well, let the king bring forth his royal crown, which he used to put on his head. Let the king bring forth his ring. And let the king bring forth the horse, which he used to ride. Let the king bring forth the crown royal, the purple, and all of these things and so forth. Let it be set upon the man that the king wants to honor. And let the king make a decree which must not be removed. And let it be proclaimed throughout the regions that everybody must bow before this man. And let him be brought throughout the city and throughout the kingdom on horse ride, on the back of the horse of the king and with the king's signet and with the king's crown, he said, and so forth. And he just went on and on and on and on. And he piled on all the things that he wanted the king to do for the man that the king should honor because he thought it was for himself. And when he had finished, the king said, good. Now go do all that to Mordecai. Amen. Amen. Give the Lord a hand clap. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. God turning the tables. Making, it's now God's fight. God making your enemies to serve you up. That's right. Serving, the very plans that he had planned. He ended up being hanged on his own gallows, which he had made in his house. And so forth. And finally, when he did all of that, and Mordecai was promoted to king and so forth, this Haman, he saw that evil was determined against him, and the king just stood up, took a walk out into the court, and Haman, he went to the queen and said, please, just have mercy upon me. I didn't mean any of those things and so forth. And he was, falling down upon the queen and so forth, trying to beg him and so forth. And in the meantime, he just fell down on the queen on the bed. And so the king came in and said, my goodness, you're going to force the queen, even in my presence, even in the palace, away with him. Hallelujah. Before you knew it, that man was finished. His family, his everything, and all the enemies of the people of God were destroyed. And the writing that they had written to destroy all the enemies of God on a certain day, was turned around. And the king said, he said to Esther, he said, look, what do you want? Even to the half of the kingdom. Just say it. Hallelujah! Praise God. To the half of the kingdom. You name it.
I will give it to you.
And Esther said, well, if that be the case, well, let writing be written to overturn all this wicked thing that this Haman had tried to do and so forth. And let all the Jews satisfy themselves and let them defend themselves as it is against such and such a day. And the king's commandment, he said, wow. He said, do it and put my seal upon it so that it will not be changed. Amen. Praise the Lord. And when God turned the tables, look, I mean, the Bible says when the Lord turned our captivity, we were like them that dreamt. You know, it's just like, look, when the Lord takes the battle in his hands on your behalf, you know, you could be doing that battle, you could be fighting it for years, you know, and getting nowhere. But you turn it over to the Lord and you see it in the hands of the master and see what he can do. Hallelujah. And so the Lord, he knows how to fight those battles. And when you make it his fight, then you are going to come out on the winning side. Amen. Amen. Let's stand to our feet here this morning and give the Lord a hand clap if you believe that. If you believe that, give the Lord a hand clap here this morning. If you make the fight, God's fight, you will come out on the winning side. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now let's bring that message home this morning. What is it that you are struggling with? What is it that has been giving you a headache? Some people, you know, try to be spiritual. They say, well, it's a challenge. You say this. It is a problem. Amen. Amen. Whatever problem you are facing, whatever difficulty you have been facing, whatever buffetings from the devil, whatever things, even your enemies. Some people are always having enemies. I don't know what it is. I don't have any enemies. Praise the Lord. You know, I don't. Because I don't even worry about it. Praise the Lord. The enemy can be doing anything. They can shoot. If they shoot arrows at me, it will just boomerang and hit them back. I don't even think about it. Amen. Praise the Lord. You know, if I even have any enemies, all I do is just pray for them. Amen. I don't even think anything about it. But if you think you have enemies, some people say, well, I have my enemies, I have this, I have that. Whatever the case may be. Well, some people truly do have enemies. You know, maybe on your job, maybe whatever it is. You know, there may be some people that just have it in for you. Especially because you are a believer. See, not just because, look, the thing that we're talking about is how you can make it God's fight. Now, it is not God's fight if it is not going to bring God any glory. Are you still with me, folks? If you are just doing whatever it is, and maybe you are even looking for something that was contrary to God's will before, to start with, that's not God's fight. God's not going to fight something against his own word. Now, but if you are serving the Lord in righteousness, amen? If you are walking in his ways and you are upright in your heart before the Lord, and some people have it in for you because of whatever, the glory of the Lord that's upon you, the hand of the Lord that's good upon you, and so forth. And some people have it jealous, some people have it evil for you. Doesn't matter. You know, whatever it is. Or it may even be a challenge in your family. Maybe it's something in your children. Maybe it's something on your job. Maybe it's something in your life. Maybe it's sickness. Maybe it's whatever. You know, if you make it God's fight, you know, how do you make it God's fight? Well, for instance, if it's sickness, I already said that before, you just turn it around. Like Jesus one time, he said, look, they asked him in John chapter 9, this man that was born blind, was it his parents that sinned or was this man? Why was he born blind? And Jesus said, well, it was neither the sin of his parents nor yet the sins of this man that made him to be born blind, but that the works of God might be manifest in him. And I said, works of God, you know, that's right. Because it was not his blindness that glorified God, but it was the day of his healing that glorified the Lord. Amen? Amen. And it doesn't matter whether you are 40 years in this problem like this man was, 40 years old. Or the man that was 37 years lame and came to the pool looking for the angel, the stirring of the pool and so forth. It doesn't matter how long it has been. One day, hallelujah. Hallelujah. When he turned, you know, the Bible says when he shall turn to the Lord. Oh my goodness. The Spirit of the Lord is that Spirit that will bring liberty to the sons of God. When he shall turn to the Lord, when you turn it over to the Lord, The quicker, let me tell you something, folks. The quicker you turn it over to the Lord, the quicker you will get your victory. Amen?
Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Don't get yourself all battered, torn up, and so forth before you turn it over to the Lord. Why get all beat up and everything before you remember that the Lord is there? Why not just turn it over to the Lord to begin with? Amen. Let him fight your battle to begin with. Don't get all bloodied up and then run to the Lord after the devil bloodied you up and so forth. Then finally you run to the Lord and so on. Why not just let the Lord fight for you in the first place? Praise ye the name of the Lord. Praise ye the name of the Lord. You know, but there's coming a day. Oh my goodness. Oh yeah. There's coming a day that the Lord's going to allow you to actually kick that devil's butt. You know, in the name of the Lord. He said, look, they shall kick him out of the heavens. That's right. You know, Michael and his angels, you know, maybe you'll be part of that army that finally kicks the devil's butt and get him out of there. But right now, let the Lord fight your battles. Amen.
Amen.
Praise ye the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Let him fight your battles. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So I want you to say, the Lord is my captain. That's right. You know, look, if the Lord is your captain, now the Lord is not like those other captains, you know, that may send, you know, some pawns into the battle to be defeated. He fights the battle by himself. He doesn't need anybody. And if the Lord should send one angel, you can see what one angel has already done. 185. I mean, do you have 185,000 people that are against you? I don't think so. The angel of the Lord can take care of that in one night. Amen. Praise the Lord. So you don't need to worry about it. You just turn it over to the Lord. Now you may have an impossible situation. Impossible situation. You may be faced with something that you just don't know your way around it. You don't know how to get out of it. You make it God's fight. You say to God, look, you know, if this thing goes south, it's going to bring shame to your name. Amen. And if genuinely, if you can plead your case, Bible say, look, you know, plead your cause, you know, declare it again that thou mightest be justified. If you can declare your cause, if you can stay, make a case before the Lord and turn it around, make it about God's glory, make it about God being jealous for his name, make it about God making, and make it about God's fight. Make it God's fight. If you can do that, then stand back and see the salvation of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Stand back and I don't care what you are up against. You may be even up against the government. You may be anything. You know, it doesn't matter what it is. You know, the Lord is wonderful.
Amen.
And it takes the base things and the small things to confound the mighty and the great. Amen.
Amen.
You can just relax in the Lord. The problem with people, though, is they can't. You know, they fret. You know, they won't turn it over to the Lord. And if they turn it over to the Lord, they'll still go back and be fighting with the Lord over it. Turn it over to the Lord, folks. You know, there is in this particular vehicle that you are in, that you want the Lord to take over, has only one steering wheel. Amen? Doesn't have two steering wheels. And the Lord has to be the one on the steering wheel. If you struggle the steering wheel with the Lord, you will end up in a crash. Amen? I mean, imagine somebody driving and you are struggling the steering wheel. You will end up in a crash. Let the driver drive the vehicle. Praise ye the name of the Lord. The Lord is the driver. That's right. He will take care of business. I don't know how to say it, folks. I just don't know how to say it. I pray that the Lord will open your heart to understand this. Whatever the situation might be, make it God's fight here this morning. And the Lord is going to take care of business.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Now I'm going to help you pray a prayer, a pray through prayer that's going to change your lives. Amen?
Amen.
Amen?
Amen?
You say, well, there's a prayer that can change my life. Yeah, sure. You know, it can only change your life when you let your faith hook up with the word of God that's been preached here this morning. You know, when your faith, when the word of God is mingled with faith and it goes into action. Now, faith, folks, without works is dead. Can you hear me, folks?
Yes, sir.
If you say you have faith and you don't put this thing that I'm telling you today into action, your faith is dead. But if you put it into action, you come out and you say, Lord, I want you to take over. Yes. Praise the Lord. Oh, take over, Lord. Take over my fights. Take over my burdens. Take over my challenges. Take over the sickness and the disease. Take over the plagues. Take over the burden of my heart. The things that you know that I'm hurting about. Take over, Lord. Hallelujah. If that's you this morning, and you want the Lord to take over your battles, you want to turn the battles that you've been fighting on your own, and not without much success, actually. You haven't had much success. You've been having those things, and the Lord has spoken to your heart this morning. If that's you this morning, I want you to step forward. You say, why does he always do that? Well, because it's an act of faith. By the time you step forward from your from wherever you are to this place, your mind is already, you know, charged, and you're already zeroed in into what you are believing God for. You know, that's the reason I, you know, we do that. It's not just for a show. You know, we do that to make sure that you know what you are believing God for. If you have some battles that you want the Lord to take over, I want you to come forward and let's believe the Lord together. I'm going to tell you some things to say to the Lord here this morning too. You know, come forward and let's see what the Lord will do for you. Now this is for anybody that wants the Lord to fight your battles. And if you have some battles that you want to fight on your own, no problem. If you have the wisdom to do it, no problem. If you have the ability to get it done, no problem. But if you are struggling with an area of your life, and you have had no success, you had no victory up till this time, some particular thing in your life, then that is a thing that you need to make God's fight. You need to turn it over to the Lord this morning. Now, for those of you that have come forward this morning, I want you to lift up your hands and begin to praise the name of the Lord. Don't pray any prayer yet. Just praise the name of the Lord. Just thank him that he has opened your understanding this morning. Thank him that he has spoken to your heart to understand that if the Lord takes over the fight, then the battle is already guaranteed a victory for you. It is a win for you if the Lord takes over the fight. So, give him thanks this morning. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Lord this morning with a grateful heart. Say unto him that the Lord God reigneth. The Lord reigneth. Let the people tremble. He sitteth between the cherubims. Let the earth be moved. The Lord is a man of war. The Lord is good unto his people. The great God, the mighty, the Lord of hosts is his name. Lord Jesus, let God arise and his enemies be scattered. Let God arise and his enemies be scattered. If God should stand up, folks, on your behalf, the enemy is finished. When God stands up on your behalf, the enemy is finished, folks. Therefore, let God arise this morning and his enemies be scattered. Make it God's fight. Turn it over to him this morning in the name of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, Lord, your people are standing before you. And I want to confess. I want to pray a prayer of confession of our sins before the Lord this morning. Lord, we confess this morning that we have tried to do things on our own. We have not acknowledged you. And sometimes when we thought we acknowledged you, we did not leave it in your hands. We have tried to use our own wisdom. But the Lord, he taketh the wise in their own craftiness, saith the Lord. Lord, we have tried to do things by our own might and our own understanding. But we have failed. But you are the merciful God. And you are the Lord God. And you have revealed to us today that should we turn these things over to you, that the victory will be ours. Therefore, Lord, we confess our sins this day. The sin that we have rejected you over us as the captain of the host. The sin that we have not allowed you to take charge, to take control of these areas of our lives. We confess these sins before you this morning. We ask you to forgive. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
This confession of faces, this defeat in the face of battle, this plague that has, you know, burdened us, and all of these things that we have not been able to get the victory over because we haven't turned it over to you, Lord. But today, thou Lord God, the merciful God, that keep a covenant and show mercy to thousands, we confess our sins before you this day, and we ask for your mercy. And thank you, Lord, for turning our hearts today. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we thank you because today you have turned the hearts of the people of God. And our eyes are now upon you, O Lord. Our eyes are upon you, Lord, to fight our battles. And the battles that your people are presenting before you today, we thank you because we know that we have the victory already.
Amen.
For this is the victory that overcometh the world. Even your faith.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Now folks, if you believe or receive the witness of man, the witness of God is greater. If you look at all these things they say on television and you believe it, even though you are not there, they tell you what's going on in Egypt, what's going on in Syria, what's going on in Korea or whatever, or in the eastern part of the country, and you believe it, but you are not there. Just because you read it in the news or you saw it on television and you believe it. If you believe or receive the witness of man, folks, the witness of God is greater.
Yes.
And this is the witness of God.
Yes.
That God will fight for you.
Amen.
And ye shall hold your peace.
Amen.
This is the witness of God. That ye shall stand still and see the salvation of the Lord.
Amen.
Which he will show you this day.
Amen.
That's right. That the Assyrian, the Egyptian, whatever the devil that has bothered you, that has buffeted you, today is the day of victory, saith the Lord.
Amen.
This day shall the angel of the Lord look to the camp of your enemies and trouble them. That's all he has to do. He just needs to look into the camp of the enemies and that's it. He doesn't even need to do anything. This day, the Lord will trouble the spirits that have troubled you. That's right. Praise God. The Lord is good and highly exalted. The Lord is greater than the greatest. He is higher than the highest. The name of the Lord, through thy name, O God, will we set up our banners.
Yes.
And in thy name and by thee, O Lord, shall we run through troops.
Yes.
By thee shall we leap over walls.
Yes.
By the name of the Lord shall we get the victory.
Amen.
Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus.
Yes.
Jesus has given us the victory.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Yes.
Hear ye the word of the Lord, folks. Ye are more than conquerors.
Amen.
Through him that loved us.
Amen.
Because he is going to fight your battles.
Amen.
Every battle of the warriors, said the Lord.
Amen.
Every battle of the warrior, the Bible says, is with confused noise.
Amen.
But this one, it shall be silent.
Amen.
Because the Lord will move swiftly.
Yes.
For you. In destroying your enemies.
Amen.
Praise ye the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise ye the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise ye the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And who is strong enough to oppose the name of the Lord? Who is a God like our God? And who is a rock like the Lord? I will say of the Lord, folks, I want you to say with me. Say with me. I will say of the Lord.
I will say of the Lord.
He is my rock.
He is my rock.
And he is my fortress.
The Lord,
The great God,
the Lord of hosts,
is with me.
Blessed am I,
because I have trusted in him. I will say of the Lord,
thou art the great God
that is fighting my battles. And I will say of the Lord,
the Lord
has been
my glory
and the lifter up of my head. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Give the Lord a hand clap here this morning. Hallelujah. Now, I leave you with this word, folks. The Bible says, unto all the gates, he said, lift up your heads, O ye gates, and let the King of glory come in. Who is this King of glory? He said, the Lord of hosts, mighty in battle. He is the King of glory. But you must lift up your heads. You cannot bow down your head in shame. That's not going to work. You must lift up your head in anticipation. Hallelujah. Just like a little child that wants to be carried by the parent must lift up their arms. That's right. That's what they do. They go to the parents, they lift up their arms to be carried. You must lift up your head and let God carry you. Hallelujah. Give a Lord a hand clap here this morning. Lift up your heads and I will carry you, say the Lord. I will even carry you on my shoulders. I have borne you and I will carry you, say the Lord. That's right. And I have held you and I am holding you in my hands. And there is none that is greater than my Father who gave you unto me. And none can pluck you out of my hands. Praise the Lord. The Lord has you in his hands. There's one song that says he's got the whole world in his hands. Well, he's got me in his hands. That's what I'm worried about. He's got me. He's got my family. He's got the church. He's got the believers. He's got the people of God in his hands. Amen. Yeah. But he's also got the devil in his hands, because the devil is like a puppet to the Lord. That's right. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. Now, folks, walk in this victory that the Lord has given you. And don't go back again into the yoke of bondage. Don't entangle yourself again in struggling and trying to do things for yourself. Leave it unto the Lord. Now, there are some things that you must do for yourself. You know, normal, casual things. You got to get up in the morning and go to work and so forth. You got to do those things for yourself. You got to study for your exam. You got to do that for yourself. You know, there are some things that God will not do for you, the things that he wants you to do for yourself. You know, those basic things, we understand that. But there are some things that you cannot accomplish. God in the heavens will fight the battles for you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And when he has done that, he will begin to teach you the ordinances of heaven. When you begin to understand the ordinances of heaven, you'll be able to set that dominion upon the earth. You know, but that's how God does his things. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. Let's give the Lord a hand clap again. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You may go back to your seats. Amen. Give the Lord a praise here this morning. Thank you, Jesus. I want everybody to shout hallelujah. Shout again hallelujah. Amen.